Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 26th. The grains closed the mix with December corn up 5.5 cents at 5.43 1/2, December wheat down 7.25 cents, 7.52 1/4, and November beans up 0.75 cents at 12.38. I thought this was going to be a turnaround Tuesday. I guess it was for the wheat, but the corn was strong here. Crude oil up another 89 cents a barrel, and that looks to me what pushed it higher here. The beans just 0.75 cents higher. They were 8 cents off the highs. I thought the news that, you know, China bought some beans this morning, Mexico bought some beans this morning, would have helped this market. Palm oil made new highs overnight, but the bean oil closed down 83 ticks. Meal was down 30 cents. Just off the crush, we should have been down 9 cents instead of up 0.75 cents. But we haven't followed the crush as closely as we have in the past over the last couple of weeks out here. I really don't know where the strength in the corn came from, aside from maybe a slower harvest pace than we'd like to see. We're behind last year, but we're ahead of the five-year average. The weather looks pretty good after we get through Wednesday, Thursday. It'll be pretty dry, and guys should be able to not finish up in the next week or two, but they should get to, you know, 80-85% without much trouble at all. We know how fast farmers can harvest this corn once they get ahead of steam up. The beans tried to rally. You know, there were rumors yesterday, last night, that China had bought 3 cargoes of U.S. beans and they bought 3 cargoes of Brazilian beans. That may have been that export sale we saw this morning. It's hard to know, but I don't think the beans acted all that great, considering we did have some export business here. The wheat market looks like we just wanted to take a breather in here. Kansas City wheat was lower, Chicago was lower, Minneapolis closed lower, so it was a little bit of turnaround day. Interesting. December Kansas City made new highs but closed lower. Minneapolis made new highs but closed lower. December oats closed up 14.25 cents. It got within 0.25 cent of limit up and then broke, but still closed up 14.25 cents. Can Minneapolis wheat and December oats make new highs by Friday? I still think that's certainly possible. We've got 3 days to go, and I don't see anything particularly bearish in the wheat or the oat market for the time being. Overall, just kind of a quiet, lackluster day all the way around. We couldn't hold the rally in the beans, couldn't hold the rally in the wheat. Corn was the only one that held up, but it was about 4 cents off its highs, so not great action there either. We'll see what tomorrow brings, but you know, longer term, I still think the beans are overpriced. If you believe that they're going to plant fewer acres of corn, you got to think they're going to plant more beans. But I, you know, right now at the corn-bean ratio where it's at for new crop, I just don't see a big shift for the time being. But particularly with farmers buying inputs now, I don't think there's going to be a major issue. But we'll see as time wears on. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.